Okay, so our topic this afternoon is Simin Tavkuf Aleph. Eitzim Ho'asrum V'amutarim B'yom Tov. So, one background note, which I think is very interesting for this whole sugya to keep in mind, and it's actually an open question. I don't have a solid answer to solving this puzzle, but maybe somebody will come up with a great answer. There is a question in terms of defining a kli for purposes of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Gemara says in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Kimel Amud Aleph that there's actually a machlokas about this between Abaye and Rava. The Gemara has an expression. It's talking about a certain needle. Abaye says, "Tuma Shabbos Karamas, Tuma Kli Maisa Beinon, Leinyan Shabbos Midi Dechazi Beinon." For purposes of Tuma, you need a Kli Maisa, and for purposes of Shabbos, you need Midi Dechazi. And Rava says, no, Manda Kamosiv, Shaprin Kamosiv, Midila Inyan Tuma Lav Manahu, Leinyan Shabbos Lav Manah. So that's the first question, right? What constitutes a kli for purposes of Hilchos Shabbos, and what constitutes a kli for Hilchos Tumah? So it seems like it's a machlokas. The Gemara earlier on Nun Beis Amud Beis raises a similar question in the context of what's called a masui versus what's called a beged, what's called a kli for the person, a tabas. The Gemara there is discussing Tabas shal mateches, whether it's with a chosav shal almog. The Gemara says that's one shaila is about tilchos tumah, and then the other shaila is the ila inyan tumah dov da achasi, but for Shabbos purposes, it's not going to be the same. Cholkin bein tabas le tabas. That was the question. So it's a question there about what does it look like in terms of a kli, and here the Hotzal Gemara is actually Samach Amat Aleph. That's what I was looking for. Samach Amat Aleph, where the Gemara has the expression Tuma Ashabas Karamis Kli Maisam Rachmana Uklihu Shabbos Mishum Masui Amrachmana Ein Aleh Chosem Tachshit Yesh Aleh Chosem. It's a Masui. So the Gemara is discussing what constitutes a kli for purposes of Kabbalah Tuma, and what constitutes a kli for being considered to be a piece of jewelry on Shabbos. Now, why do I bring this up now? Because we should think about what is the status of wood on Yom Tov. That the whole simon is about wood. Well, what is the story with wood? On Shabbos, it's not so much of a shiloh, because we said way back when we spoke about Elchus Muktzah, Eitzim Avonu V'Yafar, so that's Muktzah on Shabbos. There's no use for wood. But in Beitza, that's a different story. In Beitza, you can use wood. So the Mishnah says in Beitza, on just one second, on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, for Velezer Omer Notal Adam Kesem Mishalofanav Lachzos Bo Shinav, and Umagabit Minachatzur Madlik Shalkomach Shemachatzur Muchanhu. And we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch we don't pass them like this. We follow the second opinion of Achacham Omerim Megaviv Mishalofanav Umadlik. You can gather just what's Mishalofanav, not from your whole chatzar. We'll see that in Shulchan Aruch, and Madlik. And you can't use it for your teeth. Why not? Delo nitnu elo lahasaka. That's what Rashi says. Your wood is not for hasaka. So what does Rebbe Lesser hold?
It's only for hasaka. Only
for hasaka. It's not for toothbrushing. Lachtas boshinat. So if you look there in the Yachin, in Os Mem Zayin, on that Mishnah, he says, yeah, Rebbe Lezer holds that your Eitzim are also Muchanim for toothpicking. That's standard default. People, some use some of them for burning, or some of them use them for toothpicking. So here's the question. When the Chachamim say that the Eitzim are only allowed to be used for Hasaka, why do they say that? Why? We have an opinion on Hilchos Shabbos, Rebbe Nechemia, in kli nital elo l'tzoruch, that it was made for. You can't use, I don't know, a cup for some other purpose. But we don't paskin like that. So why is it there's such a thing called limited use? Why is there a limit to the use that you're going to use for your wood? Hard to understand. Yeah, I don't understand. If the wood is a kli, so then it's a kli. You can use a kli whatever you want for it. You can use it for any purpose. And if it's not a kli, so how is it working? So it sounds like there is a heter ishtamshus for something, I would guess, even though it's not a kli. Because if it was a kli, why would you have a limitation that you can't use it for a toothpick? Let's say I have a toothbrush. Assuming it's a toothbrush, not a kli, shemlach fil iser. I can use a toothbrush for anything on Shabbos, anything that I want to use it for. I can even move it in Mecham Alatzel because it's a kli shemlach fil heter. Hello!
Should it possibly be you don't want to be collecting
no.
wood?
No, because we're not talking. The issue here is not about collecting. That's the second part of the machlokas. Here, it's not a question of collecting. Collecting is one machlokas. That's what Rashi points out. They're arguing about two things. Tosafot Dibur Maaseh V'Chachamim emphasizes that. They're arguing about collecting. That's an Ardin. And they're also arguing about what use you're allowed to use the items for. So the second question, what do you mean there's a limitation? So there is a Mishnah, a Gemara earlier on in Beitza on Daf Ches. The Gemara is discussing dirt, the use of dirt in your house. Remember, in those days, they used to use dirt for a lot of things, for covering up various things. So, Rava said, if you bring dirt in your house, lachasos bo tzoa, muta lachasos bo dam tzipor. But if you're bringing it for dam tzipor, you can't use it for tzoa. And then the Gemara gives in it another opinion. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about what's going on here. The Gemara says, well, one of these things will certainly happen, and the other thing is not so common. So the fact they're going to shecht is a suffix, that tzoa is going to be a vadai. So I don't remember where this is in my notes, and I couldn't find it. I didn't remember where even to look for it, and I wonder. I don't know if anybody has access, because I used to have it and I can't find it now. There was a copy of stencil notes from the Rav on Maseches Beitza that was floating around somewhere. One of those like stencils packets. And I don't know where my copy went. But when we learned Beitza, I had a copy of them. And Rav Shechta spoke about this in Shir. I don't know where my notes are from that either. It's honest to say. But he pointed out the following. He pointed out that you see from here that sometimes you can take something and be mazmin it for a certain sorech. I think this is what he said. Even if he didn't say it, I think that's what the Gemara means. You could take dirt and be mazmin it, prepare it, and have it be mutter on yontif. But that hazmana doesn't make it a kli. It just means it's mutter to use. Memela, that hazmana has limitations. Meaning, this one opinion the Gemara says, only if you're mazmin itself for something that's a vadai, but if something that's a suffik, you didn't have das to be mazmin it for that, and therefore you can't use it for that. There's a limit on the hazmana. So, make sense? It's not a kli. It didn't become a kli just because you were mazmin it. Memela, it always remains mukta. It is mukta. It's just, it has a heter for the thing that you were mazmin it for. If you change your mind to use it for something else, you can't. Let's say you were mazmin in the dirt to cover the tzoa, and then you decide on yontif you want to use it for a dirt fight in the backyard with the kids. You can't. That wasn't part of your original hazmana. So this, I was wondering about this in the context of wood. What's the story with wood? One second. What's the story with wood? Is it the pshat that when you use firewood on yontif, that's mukta. It's a stick of wood. But since it's used for firewood, it's muchan and mezuman for kindling a fire, which is mutar on yontif. Memela, the Rabbanon will tell you, you're not allowed to use it for toothpicking, because the hazmana of it is only for the use of kindling a fire.
Even though beforehand it was mutar for everything.
What was mutar for everything?
Wood on
yontif
being mutter anyway.
No, the Chachamim say you can't use wood on yontif for picking your teeth.
But you said only if it was muzman hasaka.
No, they say it's not. That's discussion. Stop wood. Stop wood. You're not allowed to use it for toothpicking. That's a Mishnah. Let me give
it. Muzman hasaka. It's not also not going to be really muzman.
exceptions, or is it?
It's not a kli. It's a muktzah with an exception. If you have wood, the wood is never allowed to be used for anything except for kindling a fire.
Then isn't that contradicting what you just said?
Why?
Because why would they? You just said you're able to be mazmin for something. Why would that mazmin be limited to just fire? Why not be mazmin also for toothpaste?
So what's the answer? So Rashi says, stam eitzim, what's the lashon? Yes, something like that. That was the lashon. Right, that was the lashon. Stam eitzim lahasaka omdim. Lo nitnu elo lahasaka. That's the default position of these things. So here's where it gets a little bit... Yeah, what were you going to say, Al?
I mean, the whole discussion in the Beis Yosef and the Magen Rabban everyone about the Rav sort of weird inverted svara of why you can use the wood for the kindling purposes and connecting to a whole issue of it being the malacha hadroch nefesh.
Yeah.
So meaning, you suggested that it's operating. Is it some sort of thing which you can basically create for this? If I do it for a limited purpose, it doesn't fall under the grounds of an isur malacha or a hamukta. So what's that? What's that stemming from? Saying what's the principle regarding the isur malacha and yom tov?
Well, we're not talking. Not so far. We haven't talked about any malacha. So we're only talking about mukta.
Right. The dina mukta.
Yes.
Right. So.
Okay. We're not talking about malacha. We're just talking about muktzah.
Right.
So the point is, from that gemara and beitza, you can be mazmin something that's not a kli for a particular use. Yeah.
I want to echo on the Joshua thing. It's time to not stakam din, but maybe unless someone stood there and...
In Achanami. So the gemara would agree, the rabbanon would agree, if before yontif you said, I'm going to use that for toothpicking, nicha, fine. Yeah, but... Right? It's like taking offar and saying, I'm going to be using it for a particular purpose.
But for multiple usages also?
Oh, that is the question. So this is where I got stuck a little bit. And I'm putting it out there as a tzarachim. Just one second. Yeah?
I understand the svara, but how can you have something? If it is muksa, it's not muksa.
Perfect. So
what's
the answer is that we pointed out that when we started this discussion, generally speaking, Chazal didn't want you handling things on Shabbos, for whatever reason, right? Maybe it's Shema Yotzi, maybe it's going to destroy your Onik Shabbos, you know, it's like a Laman Yanuach, you're not going to be too busy, whatever it is. So they said anything that doesn't have any utility, anything that's useless, you can't handle it. So things that are mutar are Adam Vekelim, Ochlim, Omashkim. But if I come to you and I say, look, that stick is not useless, it has a very good use. So now the Gezeras Chazal never apply to that. But what we're saying is the Gezeres Chazal applies as a matter of principle because a stick is a stick. Happens to be you, in your mind, transform the stick into a particular usage. It's going to be a toothpicker for you. Not exactly Achshavei. I don't think that's the correct...
It's not a stick anymore.
What's that?
It's not a stick anymore.
So that's the question. What happens? So that's exactly... That's what I want to try to figure out. Here's the thing.
I'm trying to say, how do you have a middle ground?
Dirt. Dirt that you brought in for Tzoa, it's not a kli. Therefore, it has a limit.
It's a kisui. So now it's a kisui. That's what the business is.
But it can't be... So, but it's not a kli. Because if it were a kli, you could use it for whatever you want.
I'm trying to say, so what is exactly...
I can't be more redundant, but I'm just going to say the same thing again. It is a heter tiltul on something that otherwise would be muktzah. It's a heter mesuyam. It now serves in this purpose. It serves a function, therefore there's no iser tiltul on it.
Yeah, the contra of places.
So like the dirt is the mucker. The dirt is the mucker. So here's where the question, exactly what Joshua said. What's the story with wood? Here's the complicating thing, and I'm not sure what the answer is, because in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Or HaChaim, in Shin Ches, in Sif Katan, Tzadi Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a piece of wood and you are miyached it for a particular use, then Shin Ches, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Katan, Tzadi Aleph, this is in the Simen about Hilchos Muktzah. So he's discussing here about using a chunk of wood to close the door. So he says, also lachasos piachavis be'evino be'vakas olizgo ben hasadelas Olahakas Vembabaraz Alf Bishakash of Alami Bodyom Asr Elam Ken Yichdalakahla Olam. So that's a local dinner chasmukta. When you say I'm gonna use this as a toothpicker, is it enough to say I'm gonna use a toothpicker now and then I'm gonna be mavatal or no? So the Shulchan Aruch is passing, it has to be a bittul forever. It can't just be for this Shabbos, you can use it as a doorstopper. But that's just a temporary point. So the Mishnah Brura here says, Oba Bakas, Vua Dinim Rotalismak Bakaras Adela, Stricha Yichud Kamoba Bakas, Va'oz Ika Toras Kli Aleha. Then it has a Toras Kli. So based on this, we have this sefer, beautiful sefer, called the Orchos Shabbos from Rav Rubin and Rav, I think it's Rav Gelber from Har Nof. So in the Orchos Shabbos in Chelek Beis, in Perek Yotes Ha'ara Shin Lamed Beis, he points out, he says, aha, you see from this Mishnah Brura that if I'm mazmin a piece of wood for a doorstopper, it's a kli. And now on Shabbos, I want to use it as a football, so that's mutter. Because it's a shame kli. It's not like dirt where if you're mazmin it for one sorech, you can't flip it to another one unless it was included, it was anticipated. When it comes to a piece of wood, if you're mazmin it, then it becomes a kli. So I was wondering to myself, so then, according to the Rabbanan, why, when you have eitzim lahasaka, you can't use them for toothpicks? So one second. So that's how. But on the other hand, you told me that if you said you're going to use this piece of wood as a doorstopper, then it's a kli. What's the difference between a doorstopper, one second, between a doorstopper which becomes a kli, versus the stam eitzim lahasaka, which are not, they're not dinokakli. So I was wondering if maybe what it means is, yes, it's true. Stam eitzim are like dirt. They're stam, they're like dirt. Happens to be, there's a built-in usage for them on yontif that is for fire. But you weren't mazmin it for a specific actual use. It's stam eitzim lahasaka. That's the default. But if you really made it into a doorstopper, then in a hanami, you would be allowed to use it lachtos boshinov.
If you really piled it up for
for firewood.
If you put it in the pile of wood, which is the horse that's going to be a doorstopper, can you use it for other things?
I don't know. But I wonder if the answer is no. I'm not sure, because when you use firewood, it's not being used, so to speak, b'toras kli. You're not making it into something. It's fuel. It's almost the same as dirt. As opposed to when you take a block of wood and you make it into a doorstopper. So you're using the wood as a doorstopper. It's a kli.
But then can you burn it?
Oh, yes. So that, the Gemara said, yes, you can masik and bekelim in a hanami. But you hear what I'm saying? You have to now distinguish. When we talk about wood, I thought this was interesting. When you talk about wood on Yontif, you have to talk about different kinds of wood. It's clear from that Mishnah that Stam Eitzim, that's not a Kli, and it's only Mutar Lahasaka. But when you, in a Hanami, if you intend, if you're Mazmin it on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif in this case, for a Tafkid, then Lechora, the Mishnah Brua's claim that it's a Kli is true, and then you'll be Mutar to use it for other things. Hi.
Could be another tzadashava shabahen is that a doorstopper or a toothpick can be used multiple times. Much ink and wood lahasaka or even dirt to be put on top of kisei dam, whatever it is, you're never going to use that dirt again.
Could be. So could very be good. The, it's an indicator that it's not a kli.
Is that you can use it multiple times? That's what good. It's a kli.
Very good.
It's even by tefillas kelim also when the whole remote.
That's a question about multiple use kelim. Right, yeah. I
mean,
very good. Yeah, one second. Eli had a hand before.
It's connected also to the whole question of the definition of kli when you had the shivrik here. I mean, this whole thing. It can still be used for some sort of purpose.
Yes, me'ein malacha harishona versus me'ein malacha at all.
So I'm saying, so the default is for this purpose, that's, the toothpicking isn't me'ein malacha harishona.
Yeah, but the it's not. That's I don't think that's the. I think you're I would say mixing metaphors. Meaning that's a question about shivrei kelim. Does it have the same original kli?
Right.
Here, it's you're using the same thing. You're not changing the item. You're just using it for a different purpose.
But the purpose is part of the definition of the kli. The purpose you can use it for is part of the definition of the shem kli.
But that's what I'm saying. You see, it's not a kli. The fact that it could be used in the function of a kli doesn't make it a kli. For haraya, you're not allowed to use it to pick your teeth. It's only also lachtas bol shinav if it's not a kli. Otherwise, it should have been mutter. Yeah, Yaakov.
I'm hearing two chilukim. I hear one chiluk that there's a stam versus your machshava. I'm hearing another chiluk which is you're not using it as a kli. You're using it versus a kli. Which one are you?
You're hearing both correctly because I don't know. I'm just putting out there that you got to make a chiluk somehow. I think, and those are two things that come to mind. Two different ways of being miyashivit. Either. Just to summarize, either what Yaakov, that was a perfect summary. Either we're saying that in the case where you made the bakas into a kli, you had a proactive machshava to make it into a kli because you're defining it as a useful item, whereas here it's just stam. Or you say more, it's more than that. Even if I went to an Erev Yontif and I said, this will be my firewood. Still not a kli, because firewood is not a kli. Firewood is fuel. Perhaps similar to dirt. Dirt is not a kli. Dirt is a... It's just dirt. You put it on top there, not because it actually serves a function as a kli. It just, you need something to put on top. Hi!
Where you're allowed to put a kli underneath a fire.
Yes.
And it's mevatel kli meichano.
Yes.
To catch sparks or fire.
Yes.
Doesn't that show that something which can carry fire is a kli? Can we not say that maybe the wood is a kli for the fire?
There you're not burning the kli. There yeah, you're trying to... I think Josh is talking about the case where...
You actually have a kli.
You have a kli, and it's going to remain a kli.
Meaning it's become a kli for something.
No, bitul kli meichano means it's now not useful anymore.
Because it's doing something else. It's carrying the fire.
It's not carrying the fire. It's going to be out of use because of the fire. It's different.
Okay?
So I think this is just an introductory thing to think about. When we think about wood on Yontif, Eitzim on Yontif, what we're dealing with is a muktzah item. We're dealing with a muktzah item, and we're just using it. We have a heter ishtamshus on Yontif because it's going to be used for fuel. And this is what Ellie was pointing out before. That fuel, according to the Ran, has, quoted by the Beis Yosef, that fuel has a special element of ochel nefesh, because your nana, either like some said, explained that your nana directly from it, or hana also biura, like a immediate benefit from it as it gets burned out. Okay, so now let's talk about the issues in this siman. So the first one is, when you talk about dealing with wood on Yontif, so we have to figure out, well, what issue is there when dealing with wood on Yontif? What potential problem could you have? So the first potential problem you could have has to do with procuring the wood, chopping the wood, breaking it up, right? Cutting it down from the tree, that's going to be for sure not allowed on Yontif. Why? Because it's kotzer, and that's not milisha ve'elach. So that should have been done before. That's, the Rambam said it should have been done before, or like the other Rishonim said, it's liyamim rabim. Before milisha ve'elach, that's not allowed. What about if you have a big chunk of wood and you want to chop it up? So we have four different potential problems with chopping wood. The first one is the meleches tochein. Where it says in Shabbos, Haiman de solis silsi. So some Rishonim say solis silsi means
chopping
wood very finely. So that would be a malacha of tochein. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Aleph says, Mevakim imena chatichos gedolos. You can chop it into big chunks. Why only chatichos gedolos? The Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Dalet says, because if you made it very fine, then what would it be? It would be tochein.
And is very fine relative to the big piece of wood?
That's a good question.
Tochein vis-a-vis a cucumber is probably going to be different than a giant log. Maybe not.
It will, but it won't, in the sense that if you cut a log in two, if you break a cucumber in half, so that's certainly not tochein.
Right.
It has to be, you know, small particle size. How big are the particles? So, in Achanami. But solis silsi has to be like kismin dakin. So it doesn't have to be sawdust, lechora, but it has to be very small. It can't be chunks. So that's a question, how big? I don't know. Rishonim discussed in the Malach of tochein, dak and dak. we have a lot of difficulty, lemaisa, trying to figure out what the difference is between dak and dak uh-huh. when it comes to
you
different vegetables.
You could run into an issue with the Rashita that we saw, that if you cutting something into it, making it usable, into its like appropriate, if it's too big to be used for its appropriate use, and then you cut it down into a usable size.
Okay,
you
got toilet paper.
But, you mean mechatech or mesakin mana?
What?
Mechatech or mesakin mana?
Probably me din mechatech, unless it's an actual plea. You could run into an issue there.
Right, I don't know
how that plays into.
So that's issue number one. Issue number two, Rashi says, is that when you're... when you're chopping the wood, you have to be careful what kind of utensil you use, what kind of axe, because if you use a cardome, Rashi says it's no good, because it's also kamin kli omnus, and that shouldn't be used on Yantif. Can't use the kli omnus. Rashi does not say uvdin
dechol. I'm saying what's wrong with kli omnus.
Not so clear what the prohibition of omnus is. Not so clear.
What are the options?
So maybe it's more related to an actual malacha, if you're using a kli omnus, or maybe it's a nira kechol. Hard to know. But it's Rashi does not say uvdin dechol. The Rambam mentions uvdin dechol, right, in Perek Beis and Hilchos Yantif. That would be the third option. And the Rambam ties it in again. For this is not the first time that we've seen the Rambam do this tie into the Efshar Mibod Yom. And then finally, there is the third, fourth issue, right? We said there's a possibility of Tochein, there's a possibility of Kli Uman, there's a possibility of Uvdin Dechol, again, if using the Kardom. And then Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis also introduces the possibility of Tircha Shalol Tzorech. Because if you have Eitzim Gedolim Ktsas V'u'in La'asaka below Bikua, Lo Yivakia Klal. And va'afilu l'shovrim b'yad yesh misha osar based on the rush, and the reason is because it's tircha shalol l'tzorech. It's not necessary to break them up. So if it's unnecessary tircha, so that also is prohibited on Yantif. Yeah, Meir Simcha.
I was just going to ask, not that I'm a lumberjack or anything like that, but when it comes to chopping wood,
yes,
do people go and just chop off like a piece, or do they take care of like a whole log and then they be domed to like fishing on Yantif, which said is like a full day activity?
It's a great question. Maybe that's the Rambam.
In Beis Yosef, when it's talking about in Beis Yosef, that was one of the options for why it would be a problem. It's if you say either Lisha, it's either because of Lisha Me'ilach that's a problem, or because it's Doma to record for Tzedas Dagim or whatever it was. That was one of the opinions I think in Beis Yosef.
So, Lisha Be'ilach comes into which one? Tochin is one, Kli Uman Rashi is two, Rambam Uvdin Dechol is three, and Tircha Shalol Tzoruch is four. Those are the four
Lisha
concerns.
No,
that was Kotzer. That's not allowed at all. Cutting it off the tree. Okay. So then, once we've cleared that hurdle, and you don't have any of these problems, then it comes back to the problem that we started with, which is the Muktzah problem. How do you deal with Muktzah? So in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch kicks us off, says, Ein mevakin eitzim min hakoros, which is straight out of the Lashon of the Mishnah, lo min hakoros. So what's the problem with the koros? So the Gemara says, lo min hakoros, and lamin aleph amid beis, min hasoros shel koros, because Rashi says, hamushkavos la'aretz shel binyan. They're being used for building materials. So it sounds like it's exactly, muktzah machmas chisar and kis. Now here too, what's that? Rashi's line was that they are Soros HaKoros HaMushkavos La'art Shel Binyan.
What that?
That is Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, right in that Gemara. So here you raise the same question that we started at the beginning, which is, wait a second, is it because these Koros of the Binyan are Mukta Mamish or no? Maybe it's Mamish Meduyak, for many who explain that's Machmas Chisaron Kis, meaning a kora shel binyan is a kli. Masher ein kein eitzim stam eitzim. That's eitzim avon of the offer. That's mukta mamish. But soer shel koros, that has a tafkid. That's framed. It's shaped. It's used. And that's why the chiddush of Gemara is it's a kli, but it's a kli shemalach tol is. So therefore, you can't cut it. Yeah.
I mean, is it saying that
specific beams that you would use in building, I guess, in that time period were very valuable and they were properly made. While nowadays, I don't know, you get a beam, you just chop it up and you would use the wood.
So in Achanami, perhaps today, I would say, Josh, you're probably correct, that today beams are not moksamach maschisaron kis, unless you are in like the lumber business and you have an expensive piece of wood. Like stam, your random 2x4, it's not a klisha malach dola iser. It's what's that? If you have an expensive piece of flooring, exactly. If you have an expensive piece of flooring, that the rule of thumb for some is if you let your kids play with it, then it's not a klisha malach dola, it's not a kli that's moksamach maschisaron kis. But it's interesting, you notice that the Acharonim are using this phrase, Moktamach Maschisaron Kis. I think it makes sense based on what we started with, that since it's a Korah, it's shaped, it's Meyuchad, it's a Kli. But it's a Kli, Shemalach Tala Isser. It's a Kli, that's, or as Rav Shechter would say, it's Kol Malach Tala Isser. That's how Rav Shechter is Masbir, what is Moktamach Maschisaron Kis. He calls that Kol Malach Tala Isser, but that's for another time.
I'm saying the reason why you have to come onto this is because why do I actually have to give a whole cheshbon for why it's also it's a problem because it's in Bevanim?
Why did Achronim, Rashi here didn't use the phrase Machas Chesaron Kis, but a lot of Achronim use that. I'm just pointing out, what is that?
Let's just say it's because it's Machas Chesaron Kis. Where do you get started?
Yeah. But I'm not so bothered by the kasha. I'm just saying it fits very well. I don't know if we have terminology of Machmas Chisaron Kis, something that's not a Kli. I don't know. I'm not well knowledgeable enough to answer that question, but it doesn't really make sense so much. Like, can you have something that's Chisaron Kis, but it's not a Kli? So maybe
what's a
ruby.
What's a diamond?
Maybe a diamond.
Exactly.
So I don't know. So in Achanami, it could be that is a non-Kli, and it's a Muktamach Maschisaron Kis. The problem is that if it's really a non Kli, then it doesn't need to be Muktamach Maschisaron Kis. It's already Mukta. It's Muktamach Maschufo. You know what I'm saying? So it seems to me that what we're presuming here is that this thing is a Kli. Just goes back to reinforce that.
The Napkin Miller B can't be Miyakadi for something else.
Yeah, exactly. That same question about if it's a Kli, can you use it for something else? Is exactly, I think, what we're driving at here.
Even for something you want to, it would still be Miyachid for something like this. Even if you took something which is... Really
well, no, if you were Miyachid it deliberately for something else, then it's no longer a Machzimach Sarin Kis. If I Mazmin my expensive camera on Erev Yantif and I say I'm a Vatalit forever to become a doorstopper, now it's no longer a Machzimach Sarin Kis. It's now a doorstopper.
You're using your felt for Hatzimach.
Expensive felt. Okay. So the first thing is Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's an expensive item, that's a problem of Muktzah. So then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, Afilim Haisa Ru'ua Me'erav Yantif, Ukrova Lehi Shaver. Then you also have a problem. What's that? What's he referring to? That's a Korah Shenishbra B'Yom Tov, a Korah that broke on Yantif. What's the problem with a Korah that broke on Yantif? Yes, two potential problems. One is the standard Mukta problem. Because on Ben Hashmashos, it was Mukta Machmas Kisaron Kis. And now you have a second problem, which is Nolad, bingo. So this is what I think it was the Bir Halacha, someone pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch is adding this line, Afilo Haisa Re'ua. That's an important line, because we pointed out way back when that Reb Shimon, who is Matir Mukta, he's Mode when it's Kos Ka'arav Ashashis. If you have a jug of oil that's going to burn for 3 weeks, even Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold a Mukta, is Mode in that case. But if you have a Nair that's going to extinguish at some point on Shabbos, Reb Shimon says, Yoshivu Metzapeh. So the Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch is to tell you, even though it was Re'ua, even though if it was Re'ua, and therefore you don't even have a problem of Mukta according to Reb Shimon, you still have a problem of Nolad. So why is that significant? That's significant for the Ramah. Because remember, we learned the Ramah in Taf Tzadihei about the Dinim of Mukta. So the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't matter to him, because the Shulchan Aruch has Machmir on Ilchas Nolad and Ilchas Mukta, both of them on Yantif. But the Ramah said, what did the Ramah say, remember? Yesh Mekilim when it comes to Mukta on Yantif. But we're Machmir for Nolad. Memela, even the Ramah is going to be Machmir in this case. So I think it was the Bir Halacha, someone pointed out, that's perhaps why the Ramah doesn't say anything here. The Rabban doesn't say, oh, we could be makel on this. Why not? Because it's not just a shayla of mukta. If it's just a shayla of mukta, if it's re'ua, you know it's going to break soon? Motor Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon is only going to help you on the mukta side. We're going to be machmer on the nolad side. And that's why we're still machmer. Okay, that's Aleph. That's halacha Aleph. Then he goes on. Chatichas gedolos, as we already spoke about, v'lo yivakeh lo b'karn, v'lo b'mag, v'lo b'ger, v'lo kopitz. So he pointed this out already about the using the right axe, u'b'tzad ha'kotzer shalom, av'lo b'tzad ha'rachav. So the 2 days in the Gemara, we're going to go with the machmer side, that you're allowed to use a kofitz and only the kotzer side of the kofitz. V'yesh misha osar filo b'kofitz v'yesh einon b'kiyan ma'o. So Tosfos says, Tosfos, we don't know what's what, so we just hands off it all, just use a socket. Good.
No, Bays. Tosfos says you have to use your hand.
Yeah, they say not even a kofitz.
We don't even use a socket. Because one of the things is the idea that you can use a socket.
The socket.
But Tosfos actually in Beitza says...
Right, Tosfos, I forget that, right. Okay, Bays. Eitzim gedolim ksas. Ru'uyim lahasaka. So... Below bikua lo yivakei klaus. We said this earlier. Vafilo shovrim biyad yesh misha oser. We dealt with that. Gimel ein mevim eitzim in asada afilo imhayu mechunasim shami be'erev. Avo megavavu besadim bishalafanov v'chein bechatzer lokeach melafanov. So here you have another mukta permutation. The first halacha we had the mukta of machmas chisar and kis. Now we have the mukta of the fact that it was ein daito alzeh. You didn't have intention to use it. So this was that Mishnah that we mentioned before, the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar. What are the parameters of where you're allowed to use it? So we paskin like the Chachamim, and therefore it's got to be in front of you. So that's Gimel. It's got to be in front of you. And the Bir Halacha discussed this as well. Now, in Sif Dalid, another kind of mukta, another kind of a case where your das is not on it, and therefore it's out of your realm of possibility of use. And since you didn't have das on it, so it goes back to being Eitzim Avon of Yafar. It was Eitzim Avon of Yafar. But what was it? If you had the potential to use it, it would have been mutter for Hasaka. Stam Eitzim Lahasaka. But Stam Eitzim are not Lahasaka for you if they're out of your reach. So therefore, we're talking now about these feather-like twigs that'll blow away. So since they're going to blow away, you never intend to use them. They're not for your hasaka, unless you put a brick on them or you put something on them to keep them from flying away. Don't use a brick if it's not, it's mukta, whatever. Okay, now... What about the next category in Vav that we alluded to already, and that is Nolad. Kalim Shanishbru Biyamtiv, Ein Masigabhim, Ipne Shahim Nolad. And not only that, the Ramah adds, Vim Hesik Bekalim, Osa Lapach Be'esh, Lach Shudluk Mikzas, the Osa Havre Shivre, Kli Elam Kin Rivalim, Eitzim Mukhanim. Based on the Gemara and Beitza earlier on, if you have Mukza items, you're not allowed to stoke the fire because you're going to be metal to the Mukza, so you have to be Marbid. So number one, if you have Shivre Kalim, if they broke on Yantif, so now they're Nolad, you're not allowed to use them. Number two, if you're using them, you have to be Mavato them. But what if it broke on Erev Yantif? So then they're Mukhan. And if they broke an Erev Yantif, but they're still a good Kli, like that whole long discussion of Darkei Moshe, so then that's not a problem, because Masikim Bekalim. And then in Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to discuss further this issue of Nolad in terms of Shkedim and Gozim, about being using their Klipa and not using their Klipa, but that's not... Yes?
So the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Siv Zayin mentions the Shita the Magen Avraham that even if the Garinim and the Klipan are Roy the Chilas Behemo, so they're still going to be Aser for you to use as fuel. And you know they're going to try to say that Bach disagrees. I was wondering that the Mishnah, the Gemara Shemar, brings out which we talked about in Chulin, regarding Shita on Shabbos, so it quotes there the Shita that you can be chotech deluin or nevela on Shabbos, And Rashi says, even if it died that day. So it went from being Roy to Achilas Adam to Achilas Behima Bo Bayom. And yet the Tanakhama rules that you can go ahead and you can shecht it. You can cut it. It's not a problem of being the Kabbalah Muxer or whatever issue would be with that thing. So what's the Svara? These things are Roy the Behima. So why, if it's a Roy for something, Pash would seem that.
So I don't remember. I have to go back to that Gemara. It's in the end of Shabbos, where the Mishnah Mechatan Zadluin is discussing Tircha. I don't remember offhand, so I don't know. So to summarize, we introduced our whole topic of wood, discussing the question of whether or not wood is Muktzah, just that it has a special heter, or no, wood is actually a Kli, and then we concluded that by saying perhaps there's two kinds of wood. There's Stam wood that's out there that's like Afar, and it only has a heter Hishtamshus in a makom mesuyim that you plan to use it, but be'etzim it's not mutter, versus a korah or a bakas that you were mazmah for something that it becomes a kli, and since it becomes a kli, it's going to be mutter for ishtamshus acheros. Then we reviewed the four different potential problems in hacking wood, whether it's a problem of potentially of tochein, of kli uman, of uvden dechol, and of tircha shalol tzarech. And then we went through a couple of permutations of potential wood that's muktzah, either because it's machmas chisaron kis, it's omdim lebinyan, or because it is going to fly away and your das is not on it, or it's outside of your rishos and your das is not on it, or it's because it's nolad, it fell off the tree on Yantif, especially there because you have the added gzeira of Shemayal of Yitlosh. All of these are permutations of cases of muktzah, which would not be mutter even to use for hasaka. Okay?